Chapter 1. The Winter Soldier. 1991. In Siberia, Karpov opened a small locked cupboard and took from it a small red book with a black star on the cover. Then he woke James Buchanan Barnes from a deep sleep. Barnes was taken to a secret room, moving more like a robot than a man. In that room was a brainwashing machine used in the past by the terrorist organization Hydra. By 1991, after many fights against Captain America and the Avengers, Hydra was already destroyed and most of its soldiers were dead. But Karpov lived, and he wanted to rebuild Hydra. He tied Barnes to a chair and turned the brainwashing machine on. The machine's metal arms held Barnes's head and pushed. Screamed Barnes. Karpov began reading a list of Russian words from the book. These words had the power to brainwash a man's mind. When he finished, Barnes broke out of the chair. He stood up straight.
"Good morning, soldier," Karpov said, now speaking in English.
"Ready for action," the Winter Soldier replied.
"I have a job for you. Nobody must know."
On the night of December 16, 1991, a car drove along a country road on Long Island in New York. A motorcyclist waited by a tree. When the car passed him, he quickly followed it. As the motorcyclist started to pass the car, he threw a bomb at it. The car went off the road, crashed into a tree, and caught fire. The motorcyclist opened the back of the car. There, he found 5 blue bags of chemicals. Back in Siberia, Karpov looked at the bags of chemicals and said,
"Well done, soldier."
He needed these chemicals to brainwash more men. Present day. In Cleveland, Ohio, Karpov sat at a table in a small, dark apartment, eating his lunch. Suddenly, he heard a crash. Then there was a knock on his door. Karpov didn't move.
"I drove into your car,"
a man shouted.
"Can we talk about it, or shall we call the police?"
"No, no police," said Karpov.
When he opened the door, a stranger hit him hard in the face. Karpov fell to the floor, and the stranger tied him up. Then, using a large metal tool, the stranger broke a hole in the living room wall. There he found some papers and the small red book with a black star on the cover.
"Give me the report on December 16, 1991,
the stranger said.
"Who are you?"
Karpov asked, afraid for his life.
"My name is Zemo."
"What do you want?" asked Karpov.
"The report on December 16, 1991.
Zemo repeated.
"Never." "I need this book,"
Zemo said.
"Give me the information I want, then I will not kill you."
"Never," said Karpov.
So Zemo killed him.